And we're live, I think. Happy Galentine's Day. Okay, where is she? Where's our girl? We have to invite her. Okay. Hey, Marla. Did we do this correctly? Did we? What should we do? Heart emojis? Okay, here we go. Let's see. Oh, what's going on? Why are you unable to join? Let's see. Dina. Okay. Let me try again.
Hi. I am so tired.
You look hot.
Hi.
We obviously didn't understand the assignment because we were supposed to wear pink.
When do we ever wear pink? Like, do you know what I mean? Never. Come on. I have to, like, turn this down. I felt like it was so dark in here, but it's, like, it's just shining back on all of the grease I have on me today. Should I light it up? I don't know.
No.
I'm not good with lighting.
No.
This is good.
Our apartments are really dark. My apartment's really dark. I have this giant lamp right here.
Maybe I should, like, I don't know. Anyways. Okay, there we go. Maybe that's better. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Let me just...
Are we in?
Happy Galentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's Day. What is going on with this Temu light situation? Just kidding. I didn't get on Temu.
You didn't?
No. I haven't purchased anything on Temu yet. Even though they had, like, this huge Super Bowl ad. Like, honestly... If I was a billionaire, I would laugh if I saw that ad. Like, oh, you're a billionaire if you shop on Temu. Like, come on.
Yeah, but all those ads are cheesy. Like
that generation is gone. Like, the generation that cares about ads, I think, is gone. Like, I don't care about ads. Anyways, happy Galentine's Day.
Oh. All right. We got cues today. Yeah. We got cues. Yeah. And we got
we have a lot. Yes. Who's, oh my gosh, there's so many, it's awkward, so many people.
Hi, everybody, thank you so much.
Okay, I think let's start off with, Marla wants to know thoughts on Taylor and Travis. What are your thoughts on Taylor and Travis? Did you watch a Super Bowl?
I only watched to watch Usher on roller skates. That's it. That's my only, like, big thing. Honestly... Can they just leave us alone? Just leave us alone. We don't want to know. We don't want to know about your relationship.
I think everybody knows my thoughts on Taylor Swift, like my own personal thoughts. But I think it's cool that a lot of women are into the sport now because of her. I think it's cool. It's bringing a lot of like fathers and daughters together, which is great.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't care. I just don't care about a lot of it. So... PR baby, PR. Yeah, I think it was a PR relationship, but whatever it is, he's benefiting more than she is, I think. Cool. And the NFL is benefiting more than she is because they have like a whole new genre of people to come in and to purchase like tickets and merch and whatever. So yeah. We have a few more from Marla. The next one.
The next one from Marla is
Marla wants to know, is Nicki Minaj okay?
No, she's not.
No,
she's
but
not. I'm team Meg, man.
Yeah, I'm team Meg too for sure. But I think that there's always she's like rap beats.
A hard rapper though. She's good. But
yeah, but not when she's flustered. Like, not when she's flustered because she's flustered now, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And even like the way she treated little Kim. I don't know. I'm just not. She's cool. She's cool, but she needs to breathe and then go back to the drawing board and then come back with something harder. I think
she just needs to. I don't know. Just don't go after. I don't. I'm non-confrontational unless I am, but usually I'm not. So I just don't like this stuff.
Yeah.
Unless they're making fun of Drake, which is always funny. Always make fun of Drake.
Like Nicki Minaj is not okay, but she's never been okay.
Third question from Marla. How do we rate Usher? And I'm assuming it's the Super Bowl halftime show. So I'm just going to rate it for the millennial feels, 10 out of 10. He did not start off strong. I feel like the vocals, it took him a while to catch up, which is so surprising because he's been performing his residency in Vegas like this whole time. So I was thinking he'd be in great shape. And then the skates, he almost fell at one point in his thing. He almost fell.
He did.
He almost fell. Yeah. He almost fell. It was funny. I mean, it wasn't funny. I don't hope, you know, but he caught himself. Caught up.
I like her. She did a nice job.
But everybody thought that Jermaine Dupri was CeeLo in his church socks. Everybody thought that her was Northwest with the two buns playing the guitar. I don't get that. Like, nobody knew who anybody was, and I thought that was, like, really, really funny.
Well, I don't think the performances have been that great. Do you know what I mean?
Mid? Come on, Jules. Like, it was fun for us old people, Jules. We can't all be young and beautiful like you, okay? Like, us old people were living. We were having so much fun.
That was
not Alicia Keys.
1998 Usher. Like, we gotta... I'm an Xer.
He's old now. He can't keep up. That's why he was on wheels. Like Alicia Keys at first opening note. So bad. But whatever, it's fine. I like her. Am I a super fan? No, I'm not a super fan, but I like her. She's good.
I like her. She could do a love song. You know, not bad.
That's fine. Like, on a record, though. It's not how you start. Okay, Marla. Next time, we'll get you on the stage. You and me, Marla. We'll do it. We'll do it. I'll hold you from behind, like he held her. Don't worry, Marla. It'll be our moment.
I love you, Marla.
Sandra wants to know... I'll just get my questions out of the way. Sandra wanted to know what books we liked last year. I'm going to say it's an old book for me personally that I read. It's a short one, too, if you're into it. It's called They Shoot Horses, Don't They? By Horace McCoy. Short, heart, like, kind of really sad, but good. Really, really good. About, like, the start of the Depression, around the Depression and stuff, and about kind of, like, two people who were down on their luck. So I liked it. Did you read anything good last year?
I did. I bought mine because I will... I use the audiobook sometimes, but it's this one. It's called Balas para Todas. Seis Mujeres Periodistas del Oriente Medio y Magreb. So it just translates to Bullets for Her or Bullets for All. Six women journalists from the Middle East and Maghreb.
Speaks Spanish, baby.
It's a Spanish book.
I know.
So it took me, I'm going to say last year because it took me a long time to finish. I could read in Spanish, but I found myself reading a lot of passages over and over because I want to make sure that I understood it. And the author is Natalia Sancha, and she is a Spanish journalist, photographer based in Beirut. And I met her because I got this book at the Madrid Art Book Fair, and she was very nice. She signed it for me. She gave me tips on traveling to Lebanon. And it's a hard read because it's six journalists and their stories and recollection on war and conflict zones. And I think it's very timely for what's happening now. And I don't know if it's in English, but I could find out. And just for something lighthearted, this 7 days in the art world. Did you read this ever?
No, I have send to send it to me. Yeah, send it to me. I'll send you this one. We'll do like a book swap.
Yeah, I'm gonna send this to you because if you are in the arts, or if you're curious about the art world, this is pretty funny. It's really easy read, and it's informative, but it's fun. And what she does, the author Sarah Thornton, she touches upon every aspect of the art world, whether it's publications, auction houses, grad school, artist studios, art fairs. And it's really funny how the Miami art world is kind of like the Miami art scene mentioned in the book, as well as like some of our prominent collectors.
Oh,
funny. So it was a gift by an old boss of mine who was an art historian, and she's like, you got to read this. So I'm sending this to you because I think you're going to get a kick out of it.
We'll switch it.
Yeah.
Also, people, those who don't know, Millie is Cuban and Lebanese. That is her ethnic makeup. So she has very special ties to Lebanon. And then when she went to Lebanon with the summer, it was a very special trip as well. So Arima so is also Lebanese.
I went at that time.
Yeah, very, very lucky.
Yeah.
The third question that I have is from my sister, Gina. And this is specifically to me, but I'm going to also give it to you, is what makes you think you're qualified enough to be someone that has good music taste?
You want to answer first?
Of course I'm going to answer first. Because I'm going to rip her. No, I'm just kidding. I think...
We don't.
No, what do you mean we don't have good music
taste? Well, it's not... we're not experts, so this is just really like the music we like.
Okay,
right,
so you're just gonna believe every art expert out there and not like
not necessarily.
No,
I think just, what qualifies us yeah just, is that we listen to everything
that and I'm not like stuck in a very like I'm not nerdy for 20 years. So I was a nerd for such a long time that I honed my reading and my music skills, and it gave me like the best. I think I had so much time on my own that it really did develop me into a person that is curious about the world. And yeah, exactly, Gina. Is curious about the world, and it's just kind of like I don't know. I think my taste is great. I love my taste, and I think it like can rival a lot of people who are in the industry out there. I think our taste, because it does span a lot of genres. It's not just like one thing.
And a lot of time.
Oh my God. Chris is on.
Hey, Chris.
Donate Chris him. Anyways, what are your questions now?
No. But look, she's asking about taste. I'm the first one to admit that I listen to a lot of trash.
Oh no, of course. But I think that's the thing. It is all in good taste. I'm just supportive husband. Depends on your taste. And I think that the fun part about music is there's a niche for everybody, and what I like, you might not like, and that's okay. You know, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I do. I like it all. I like good. I like bad. I like country. I like all of it. The best husband, Christian. That's cute. And there's like a fan club for Chris. Chris is a
fan. He's the cool.
I'm the president. I mean, you know, the president's fan club. We have the treasurer and the secretary in here too. It's okay, Jules Marla. What are the questions that you
have? I have a few. Does Sandra have any more?
No.
No.
I think that was it from Sandra.
Okay. Buckle up, baby. This is going to be crazy.
Headphones on. Hey, Cliff.
This is going to be crazy. All right. Okay. First question is, what's your favorite episode or playlist so far?
Okay. Two different ones. Actually, I like a lot of the playlists. My favorite episode, I have to say, is Songs We Hate, because we had such a fun... Usually we agree on everything. In a lot of the episodes, we tend to have the same kind of musical taste, so we agree. But in Songs We Hated, there were songs that you hated that I loved, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really, really fun. I think my favorite playlist has to be the latest one is... New Wave and Dark Wave. That was the best. What about you?
Yeah. I like psych.
Psych is
I
good.
I love the psych episode. I love the psych playlist. I know it's not for everybody. Okay. I know. Yeah. But, and I also like our mini-sodes, like our mini-episodes. Dina did one on Iraqi music. I did one on Benny More. And if you haven't listened to it, please, guys, listen to it, because it's really short. They're really short mini-episodes, and I really, really love those. Those were really nice. Hard for me to do, because I want Dina there.
It's hard.
Going out solo is really, really tough. Hip-hop? You like hip-hop? Good. Good. Thank you. Thanks, Jules.
Hip-hop,
I love the hip-hop.
Hip-hop was good. That was a good playlist, too.
Women of the 90s had a good playlist, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it did, because it was, like, basically Lilith Fair almost, Justice for the New Lilith Jack Fair. Swing. You know, New Jack Swing did not get that many hits, and I just don't know why. I think it was such a niche genre anyways.
Because it was
totally right.
It was half freestyle, half new, and I don't think a lot of people like freestyle.
I think if you're from the Midwest to the East Coast, freestyle and New Jack Swing was totally your jam. You had to. You had to be, because it was such an East Coast thing, I feel like. But, mm-hmm. I mean, don't, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I loved, I'm sorry, I'm, like, full of paint, so I'm, like, trying to. I literally, like, I don't know if you can see it, like, I painted today. Detroit and Miami. Okay, Marla. Marla's trying to get in. We're going to visit in Miami, so don't worry.
She's right. Marla, you're right.
Yeah, but
it's Miami. You think I'm not going to talk about freestyle? I think I was born here.
It was, yeah, like Lil Susie and, you know, obviously Stevie B. Stevie B, big.
He is
huge.
I still like him. I think he's dope. It's good music.
Jules is hardcore, listening while they're in class. Like,
they're listening while in class. Hi.
Jules is literally the best. They are amazing. Okay, next question, Stevie.
What was the fan favorite? And the fan favorite was actually your favorite. It was the song from Hate. That's the one that got the most clicks. You know what? I never listened to an episode. I went back and listened to that one, and I think we're hilarious. Like, I think we crack ourselves up. Like, I think we're so funny. Even with my bad Wi-Fi, which it was terrible connection that day, I'm sorry. We crack ourselves up.
Yeah,
people don't think we're funny. They think we're funny.
My age. Oh, yeah. See, 80s Alternative is the best, though, Sherry. Like, it is so good. We're so obsessed. I mean, The Cure. And The Smiths. And again, I prefer The Smiths over Morrissey, his solo album, or his solo career. I'm not really crazy about Morrissey's, like, solo
stuff. I was talking about it with a friend of mine, Lenny, and she said the same thing, that we're not going to, even no matter what he does, we're not going to stop listening to The Smiths.
Like, come on.
It's tough. It's
like,
tough.
Pretty girls make graves. Are you serious? Like, the lyricism is so good. It's all beautiful, sad poetry. And here we are, just the perfect recipients for it, you know?
I have a question for you. Do you regret any that made it in the songs we hate that you wish you could take back? Probably for me is the Thong song, because it has, like, a good beat. Some of those, I'm sorry, the lyrics, like, the, like, your thighs, your feet, your breast.
No, all of the songs I don't like, I still don't like, and I will stand by it. And Marla, literally, she has tried to see Morrissey. She says it, like, 5 times. I've seen him once. Every time she's tried to see Morrissey, he's canceled. I feel so bad. Wait, but Mar, didn't you, like, actually get, no, I don't know if you got to see him in the end. I'm not quite sure, but yeah.
Why did he keep canceling, though?
Okay, one time he probably had a whiff of beef in the air and was like, I'm not playing the show. Once, I swear, sometimes he's canceled stuff because he felt like the audience was eating meat or something. Yeah, she did get to see him eventually. Okay, see? Okay, figured. But five
how
times
was, Marla, how was it?
Mar, how was it?
I mean, was it worth it? All the cancellations? Like,
moody. Sherry says it was moody, which I agree. I totally agree. It was probably very moody. But it was fun. I saw him, like, back in the early, like, teens, so it was fine. Like, it was great. After 5 times of canceling, if he's anything less than great, I would be livid.
Me too.
Yeah. But I don't, I I don't regret anything that I put on my songs that I hate. Twice. Wow. Well, I guess. Huh? Just put every show. Yeah, I just don't really need to see him like shirtless anymore. Those days are gone. Morrissey needs a shirt. Okay.
All right. Next. Will we do a goth episode?
Oh, for sure.
Dina just dark wing. We will. We'll do a proper. I've been listening to a lot of Christian death, so now you know where my head's at. But we'll do a goth episode.
It's death all the time in this house. So yes,
we have to. But I have to admit, when I'm really angry or upset, I still gravitate towards dance music. I had the worst, I have to tell you about this. I had the worst day at work last week.
What happened? Chris is...
Where's Marla?
Chris is out here exposing Marla.
Say more about Christian death. Oh, they're amazing.
No, Morrissey will always make me think of Marla being sad. Oh, well. She's tried 5 times. He's out here exposing everybody. So rude.
Oh, my gosh. No, I have to, like, if I'm upset, I don't go to, like, goth. I will go to dance. Like,
I put yourself up?
Yeah. Like, I had the worst day, and then I just put on Kylie Minogue.
Oh, yeah. The new one?
Like,
Sia?
Crystal Waters or Sonique, and I'm fine. I'll smile.
Sonique, so good. Like, such a blast from the past. It depends.
Yeah.
And sometimes I want to make myself sad, so I listen to sad music. I listen to sad songs. I'm like, I haven't been sad enough today. Let me just be more sad. What's the next question?
What was your last concert?
Okay, so my friend Andy and I went to go see Berlioz. I think it's like a UK DJ. It's like a jazz DJ fusion. We went to see him, I think, this past Sunday. They at the Hard Rock. Or no, I'm sorry, not Hard Rock. The yeah, exactly. Let me drown in my despair, 100%. Just like, let me be in it, you know. I think it was at the House of Blues, which the last time I was in House of Blues was to see Dita Von Teese for my bachelorette, which was like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really realize how small the venue is. So Andy and I went. It's a very small venue. Packed. Okay, when I say packed, it was like packed. Everybody was tall. I'm not tall, and I wasn't wearing very high heels. But the crowd was interesting, and it felt like the majority of the people that were there were like frat guys. So the music took on kind of like, I don't want to say this, like rapey frat guy vibes.
No,
so many like,
wait,
guys there, but it's good. It's just, it's like, it's jazzy DJ stuff. It's really chill. It's like lo-fi vibes, lo-fi house jazz.
Okay, well, nothing like Woodstock 99 or anything. Like
Millie. Oh yeah,
okay, yeah, get this, you guys should collab. Yes, I need a good Lebanese, yes, playlist. Absolutely. Thank you.
What about you? What was your last concert?
The last concert was Lana Del Rey, and I loved it.
Over the summer, excuse me.
Summer. I loved it. Lana doesn't have
to. Okay.
She has a cold.
I have a question for you then. How do you feel about this whole, like, Lana being with Taylor everywhere? Like, there for the Grammys, there for the Super Bowl.
I think
she just looks out of place.
Strategic.
Huh?
I think it's strategic.
100%.
I think it's strategic.
Yeah.
You didn't have to pull her up on stage with you. Like, number one, I'm sorry. We said we weren't going to do this. But I do think her album was better than Taylor's. I think SOS should have won the Grammy for Best Album. Sorry. Justice for SZA. Like,
yeah, honestly, yeah.
I think, she kind of, she used her producer, didn't she?
Yeah, it's the Jack Antonoff or whatever he was in that one. I just know him
as
like Lena Dunham's like former husband. I don't like Lena Dunham, so it's just. But it's interesting him as a producer, how he's very talented enough to make kind of like two different sounds. I just prefer Lana pre-Jack, That's it. Justice versus Honesty.
It's a cult that I'm kind of part of. No, I'm just kidding. I love her. I adore her.
Yeah, Len is good.
Hopefully Red Hot Chili Peppers in June. Yes, Justice for Zizzo. That's okay. Right.
I thought you were talking about Red Hot Chili Peppers, really?
I'm sorry. I love John Frusciante. I would love to see him live. I know. You already saw them, Dina. Like,
I got
no
tickets for
you. Not having it. Like, you're just not tickets. Having it.
No. I went backstage. I didn't even know how I was there. I honestly, that was such a fever dream. He's so short in real life, eh? Like, he's so short.
He is.
Okay. Calm down, Jules. It is a good show, but like Kiedis is like also really creepy. He's like 85 years old and he's dating like 19-year-olds.
Well, he's always been creepy though. Like technically,
he has. But it is like they do put on a good show. Okay, everybody's
excuse me, please. That's right, Marla.
He's going in on me. You can have your chili peppers, Jesus,
Jesus.
We're trying.
Okay, fair.
Next question.
Though I have to, this is just like an observation about the Grammys and something I wanted to discuss with you probably like in a, well, we could discuss it now. How a bad SNL performance could just mess you up for life. Like,
who messed up on SNL?
Lana had a bad performance and they won't forgive her. Like anybody.
Oh, the one where she was just bad, like spinning in the white dress?
Yeah. They won't, like, if you have a bad SNL performance, you're fried. Like, you're screwed. I don't know why.
But that was funny. That was like a funny skit they spoofed. Sorry. It was really funny. Like, her just spinning. Like,
they will never give her a Grammy. That's fine.
Grammys are so silly, anyways. It's not even a good representation of music. So it doesn't really mean anything to it. Like a true music fan, I don't love or hate somebody more or less because they have or don't have.
They want an award, right? Yeah,
it doesn't matter to me. I mean, right. Is Barbie Girl ever gonna get a? Is Aqua ever gonna get a Grammy for Barbie Girl? I don't know. I don't think so.
Terrible, Tina.
They deserve it. They deserve it. I'm just saying. Anyways.
Hi. Smartass. This is a smartass question. What's the difference between nuns and sisters? This is from the New Wave episode. And okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. Sisters have a vocation. They're usually educators, nurses.
So are nuns. No,
the nuns are the ones in the convent.
No. But I know nuns that are teachers. Marla, where's Marla in this? Okay, what do you mean Taylor definitely deserves a good? Okay, Jules. We're going to just put your Xennial booty on hold right now. We're just going to hold that thought, Jules. We're going to have a talk you and I later. Marla, get in on this because Marla knows more about vocation life because she has a lot of friends that are in the vocation. I'm vocation life adjacent. I only know a few people in the vocation. But I think because we also have nuns that were like, they taught and stuff. Sisters do work in the community.
Yeah. Well, and I went to Catholic University. The sisters were the ones that taught a lot. Well, not all classes, but a lot of the classes.
Am I just getting, like, Eastern right? Like, our Catholic Church confused with, like, nuns live in the convent, but kind of don't go
into the public. That's Marla, yeah.
Okay, so then, I know
sisters. To be honest, that's what I found out. This is the truth. There's a convent hotline. So if you have, like, this isn't even funny, but if you have, let's say, a family member that's sick or dying, you could call the convent and they'll pray for you. Seriously.
Okay.
That's what they do.
Well, you learn something new every day. I've just been calling everybody in a habit a nun because I love them. I love them all. Marlon knows this. I love nuns. I love them. I freak out when I see them in public. I treat them like little special angels. Like, I love them. They're my favorite.
Anyway. Yeah.
I just love
that. Yes. All right. Day jobs. We're in the
you arts. Go first.
Well, I manage a gallery. Dina's an artist.
I'm an artist. Yeah, I'm right now I'm kind of interning at a wood shop, and I'm kind of trying to start my own ceramics practice. So I do like the short old ones. I do, and I do like a I do like a uniform. She's right. But no, I just started at a wood shop, like interning with this other woman, and I like it so far. I've always preferred. Jules is killing me. I've always preferred kind of like trades jobs, so I'm really, really excited to like work with tools and work with my hands, and then also see what happens with my work in ceramics and fibers. I make sculptures, so I work in a lot of different mediums. But yeah, I used to work in the healthcare field. That was a long time ago, though. So yeah, that's what we do. That's why I always complain about the arts on the podcast.
Work is work. I mean, not you because you're an artist, but a day job, work, you work to pay bills. Like, I think the best part about working like a 9 to 5 sometimes is the people, and the worst part can be the people as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that you would never interact with.
Yeah.
In real life. True. They're like, right. Just pull like the low level stuff, and you're just like, I would never interact with you. In real life, like, you never want to, if I quit, I never want to see the light of that again, do you know?
I think
that's why, like, Nina, you're on your own now, and it's amazing. Let's switch. You come work, you manage the gathering.
Do it. Listen, I'm ready. Oh, you have to live in Chicago, though, so be prepared.
No.
You can do it. You can use my coats. That'll be fine. That'll be good. It's good for your skin, the cold.
Jules is
also from Miami, so Jules prefers the cold weather to Miami's hot weather.
A lot of people
to see.
It's vicious here in the summer. All right, what album do you have on repeat right now?
Okay, there's two artists. Mm-hmm. Trust, obviously, and then Sade. Extremely obvious. I always listen. Sade, I listen to at least a few times a week, all the time. That's same. My get ready music. That's my wind down music. I like Trust if I'm going out. Sade if I'm like vibing in the house or trying to like, you know, chill out. I love Sade. What about you?
Sade. Yeah. Right now. The Sacred Souls.
Okay.
Top to bottom.
It's good.
I can't get enough. Cannot get enough of them. So I have a few questions from B, friend of the pod. She slayed us. All right, first, favorite musical.
A favorite musical?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Please don't laugh. Phantom of the Opera. Because I, like, saw it on TV. Like, I saw some version of it when I was younger. And
you saw the movie? Is that the horror movie?
But no, the movie, you know, Phantom of the Opera, the one with, like, Gerard Butler.
Okay.
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite.
My dad's on this live. Or my mom. I don't know which one that is. My parents are watching. I can't swear anymore. So, Phantom of the Opera. Because of all the tropes, like older, like destructive relationship, whatever, but the music is really, really good. And actually my sister and I are obsessed with it, so we sing it to each other all the time. Oh, it's my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi. Hi, Dina's dad.
But yeah, what about you?
Jay, hey Bird, how are you? I'm gonna have to say Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah, that's number one.
And Annie and Tim Curry stars in both.
Yes.
Musicals and musical film. We're gonna do that episode.
Right. Soon. Chris and his parents were in town, and we just saw Illinois. So it's a musical based on Sufjan Stevens' Illinois album. It's dancing along with the whole album, or the majority of it. It was, like, and Chris was, like, making fun of me because the first note, I just start crying. Like, I'm just crying. I think I'm the only person crying. And then it's the dan- dancing was incredible. The set was incredible. I think it premiered here, and I don't know if it's going to Broadway, but it might. But it's really good. So if you can catch Illinois by Sufjan Stevens near you, it's so good. I was crying a lot. It was very good. But I cried a lot of that stuff, so it's like no surprise.
I would totally see it if it comes here, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, this is hard. What was the song that changed your life? One that got you out of a dark time? Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, please, because I don't know. It's a lot. It's very hard.
Well, I don't know if I don't know if life-changing, but, like, I love In the Morning of the Magicians by Flaming Lips. Jay, I know you love that, too. I think it's really inspiring and moving, really spiritual. And I think when you're in a dark place and you're questioning decisions you've made, I think it's a really good song to listen to, you know?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. All Is Full of Love by Bjork.
Yeah.
Which has a really beautiful message. Like, the love you put out is the love that you get back.
Yeah.
And what else? Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys always makes me happy.
Yeah.
It just puts a smile on my face.
Marla says, first time she's heard Amy Winehouse's voice. And then Sherry was saying, just like Heaven by The Cure.
Yeah.
I think for me, the entire Dark Side of the Moon album reminds me of a few people in my life. Like, it reminds me of my friend Blair. It reminds me of my dad. My dad loves Pink Floyd. It reminds me of my sister. And so not only is it, like, a very important album in the history of music, like, you know, but also for me, I think it's not only a sad album, but it's really beautiful, and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
So it makes me really retrospective, I think. It just makes me kind of think about everything and take it all in, and just... I think I'm happy just because it's such a solid album. It's such a good album.
It's my favorite Pink Floyd. I like it over the wall.
B is really hardcore. Like, this is a lot. This is a very hard question, though, that she gave. Yeah.
I was like, how am I going to answer this, girl? Like, okay. All right. What's one genre of music you haven't heard much of but would like to?
I guess I could say I would say I should give country, like, more of a listen. I think I just do kind of pass over it. There's artists that I like, but I don't really think about it too much. So I should kind of listen to country more.
Mm.
What about you?
Chicano soul. Mm-hmm. Which I've heard of, but I've just begun to scratch the surface of all of the stuff that's out there. Obviously, I'm listening to these Sacred Souls.
Yeah.
One that I'm curious about that I've never heard is Deathgrass, which is
bluegrass
death metal with bluegrass.
That's amazing. Really?
Well, it's from what I hear, themes are usually macabre, like horrorcore.
Perfect.
You
up our alley.
Up our alley. You sparked our curiosity. Alley.
Well, that's right. Perfect.
We're gonna check that out. We'll check that out. Okay, this one was really hard, but actually I came up with the answer. Is if you had to pick your personal theme song, which would it be?
Oh. I think it would be the theme song written for Lily Munster. That would be mine. Because I always, in my head, I feel like I'm just, like, floating around, like, on a really pretty, like, black cloud, you know, just kind of, like, there, just floating in, just hanging out and all black. That's about it. What about you?
La Llorona.
That's so sad.
I've been crying every day.
Yeah, but, like, that's just...
I've cried a little each day. I'm just sad cry, rage cry, and I'm the type of person, if I'm angry, I cry, which is the worst.
Yeah, I cry.
Which is the worst, because you're like, these are sad tears. I will cut you.
You're not a water sign, are you?
No, I'm an earth sign. I'm a Capricorn.
What are your other ones? Your big...
Other earth signs? Virgo and Taurus.
Oh, isn't Virgo water?
No, Virgo's Earth. Who's a Virgo on here?
Marla. Marla's a Virgo.
Marla's a Virgo.
Yeah, Marla's a Virgo.
I get along with other Earth signs. Yeah.
I get along with, I think, everybody except, I don't know who. Yeah. But yeah, that would be mine. What's next from B? She's killing me here.
No, okay. Because Valentine's, what are your turn-ons?
My dad's not here.
Well, no.
What the?
Well, no.
Okay.
You mean so in relationships? I could.
Communication.
Emotionally intelligent.
Emotionally, like you have, I know, Marla. Like, I'm dead too, Marla. Don't worry. Just paying attention to the little things that, like, I'm not communicating. I think because I'm so observant of the people in my life and even strangers out in the world, I've always been like that. Mm-hmm. So because I'm so observant, I would like people in my life to also be observant. I think that is the ultimate show of love, is observation, communication, honesty.
And retaining information.
Yes. Like, tons and tons and tons. If somebody's on here still, just kidding. My husband's probably not here. But tons and no. But yeah, just like things like that. Like, life is short. Pay attention to each other. That's it. That's all I have.
Yeah. I mean, chivalry.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Like, opening doors.
Observing.
Our parents, like, my dad always would just, I was raised, like, like with all that stuff, humor is important.
That's right, Bert.
But humor is so specific. Like, I think it's funny that you say humor, because my humor is very specific. It's very odd. The things I find funny generally aren't that funny, of course. Like, but so it's like kind of like I'll laugh at something, and my husband's like, absolutely not. That is not funny, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have. Like, we laugh at animal videos and stuff.
Me.
Aw. He's the cutest. Anyway. But yeah, no, we like laugh at some stuff. But like, yeah, I think humor is good. What about you? What do you think?
Definitely observant.
Yeah.
They retain information about you, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And definitely be able to communicate your emotions.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think we got lucky because we have that. So
yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
We want lots of flowers. Thanks. Just kidding.
Flowers is always good. Flowers is always good.
I know. It's fun. It's fun to just kind of like, yeah, I always, yeah. Okay, next question. This is so awkward.
No, that's
so awkward. It. Oh, that's it? Okay. Do you have any questions for me? Do you have any questions for you?
I don't know. Sneakers or flowers?
So, Marla and actually my husband are sneakerheads. They're really, really, and they try to always, God, if they send me the sneakers up one more time, because I keep downloading it to get drops for them, especially Chris, and then I'll delete it because they send so many notifications, and they keep, like, Look at this sneaker. Like, girl, I don't know. I'm good. So they love sneakers. I'm at my quota for sneakers. I can't buy any more sneakers.
I could always buy a sneaker.
Heels. Only heels. I love heels and boots. Flat.
But no sneakers. You have a little obsession with Zambas. But there's a history behind Zambas. There is. Like,
no, I just turn the notifications up. Okay, don't tell. Anyways, that's how I live my life. I just don't like that. App, it's too much. I'm just not a sneakers person. I'm like a flats person. I'm heels, I'm boots. But they both have really enviable collections, which is nice. Oh.
Okay.
Marla also has
that's cool.
The Sambas. Oh, Marla just got the kids Sambas. That's right. They're nice. She'll send you a photo. They're nice. They're real nice.
I want a photo.
She'll send you a photo. I'll have to connect you guys.
We already talked.
I haven't connected you. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, if I haven't connected you guys already, I'll connect you guys. I think my question for you is, like, what are you most looking forward to? What is your, in 2024, and let's say 2023, what's been your, like, music pet peeve, and what's been your music highlight?
Oh, that's a good question. pet peeve sometimes is releasing singles and not giving us an album. Do you know what I mean?
That was Berlioz. Berlioz's, his show only lasted an hour. Like, by the time we got there, 40 minutes later, it was over. Because he doesn't have a full EP, like an LP. It's just, he has, like, singles.
Not that I'm against, single. I love a single.
No, but, like, you don't have enough for, like, but he went on tour in America. It's just, it's very, very trippy. I don't really understand it. But, yeah. Go ahead.
I think, singles. Yeah. Like, I mean, an album. At least give us an EP.
Okay, yeah.
You know? What I've been loving, the resurgence of old genres. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, just, I do too.
Giving it a modern spin. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I think my... what has been my highlight? I think my highlight is just talking about music with you. I think that's been the most fun. And also not only with you, I'm very lucky that I have you, but like other people in my life, like my husband, my sister, people that I meet in class and stuff. Simple Flips, yes. Simple Flips are good too. But I think that's been the most fun, is just talking about music, and also talking about music in random places, like in a cab or, you know, wherever. Usually it's with like a Lyft driver or like a cab driver, yeah, or something, if they have like a good song on. My least favorite music thing this year has been concert, like major concert ticket sales. That's been the worst. It's been really
like, what, yeah, the hell is happening? Like, it's,
but we did, like, Sandra and my sister and another friend of ours are going to see Usher in Detroit. But like the seats that, because we're looking at, I was looking at Thursday, she was looking at Friday. Yeah, the prices are freaking outrageous. It's crazy. I was looking at Thursday, she was looking at Friday. I was looking for a certain section. It was going to be over $1,000 for four tickets.
What?
And they weren't even close. It was like up. It was up in the upper bowl. So she found some more decently priced tickets. But I think that's been really disappointing. You can't really, like, you can't have, you, it's,
yeah,
not,
but it's
democratic.
Too much. It's not democratic. It's just too much.
And then you're sitting, and I know it's an experience, but like spending X number of dollars, I don't know. For me, it makes me sad because I can't. It's like, I went to go see Depeche Mode, and they were like $300 for upper bowl, like nosebleeds. And I was like, I love you, but not,
yeah,
that.
A friend of mine said the same thing about Depeche Mode.
Crazy.
Yeah. 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 And I remember, okay, I feel it makes me sad. Oh,
okay, Marla, I can't stand you. 30. We are going to go see him. We are going to go see him. Okay,
you're not going to go see him. Yes, Gina. Gina.
I'm going to tell you why later.
Don't go see the cover band. You cannot see Tom Sandoval's cover band. Gina.
Listen, it's in a crappy city in Michigan. You have no idea. We're going to talk later. Millie, we're going to talk later. Anyways, continue.
No. It's, to me, you know what's really sad about that, though?
What?
Is younger people that really will not be able to afford to, yeah, see shows.
Right.
Because I remember when I was a teen, I saw Hole.
Yeah.
Like, for cheap.
Yeah.
For like $30.
Yeah.
And it was a really, like, you know, it was,
yeah,
like the venue was tiny, but you were able to like really see these bands. Yeah. I saw a bunch of people, and like I went to Nine Inch Nails and it wasn't even that expensive. Like what's happening? Like, I think it just makes it really hard for young people, for teens and, yeah, people that are just into really music to go, like, because what if you just don't have it and you know?
I think for me, in my 20s, I saw a lot of kind of indie bands and punk bands. And so I saw them for cheap, like $15, $20. And they were smaller venues because they weren't like mainstream.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember seeing, my gosh, like Green Day when they were playing at like it's Pine Knob. It's like an amphitheater.
Yeah.
I saw System of a Down, and I thought 100 like something was, but I would have spent a lot on them. I love them. But
I saw Beasties. I would have right, paid a lot for Beastie, yeah, Boys. It was so affordable. Okay.
But like $1,000 a ticket, would you pay it for Beastie? No. I'm sorry. That's like a flight somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. $25. we went to go see the Kills, and Jack White cut through the audience, and I had eaten a shawarma sandwich that was like covered in garlic sauce.
Yeah,
I mean, like I was just reeking of garlic sauce, and like you had this big celebrity like push past me, and I'm like, I hope it's not my garlic smell. Like it was rough. It was a rough concert, but no, I've seen so many.
It's changed. Like it's a massive difference. Roger and I saw the Who. Really affordable.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like I don't.
So also, so I think I remember like when expensive tickets were at the top range of a decent seat was like $100.
$75. Yeah, but that's not $2,000.
No.
That's not $2,000.
No, it's not $2,000. It's crazy. Hi, Roger.
Dina says hi.
I know. He's like, no.
He's like, keep me away. My husband hates social media.
Hates it. It's okay.
We all with a passion. He refuses to be on there.
It's okay. Chris isn't. Chris is just not there, really. He doesn't post anything.
Wondering what events today would be classic events in a decade. Wow, that's good. Honestly, what do you think?
Okay, classic events today, or events today that are going to be classic. The trends move so fast, it's hard to predict that. Because things are moving at such a rapid pace, we can't even keep up with what is trendy now. I honestly can't think of it. Everything moves so quick. He is right. My dad agrees with Roger. My dad agrees. My dad is on every app, by the way. He's on TikTok. He's on Facebook. He's on Instagram. But he agrees with your husband. I love you, Bubba. You're fine. You're right. He is right. But I think that it's hard. I mean...
Yeah, there's people... Marla's right. There's people that are just going, putting themselves into debt to see these shows.
I don't think that's fair. I think what's going to be trendy is the residencies. And I think that's going to happen maybe more often because you see people that are doing multiple nights in a city.
Okay.
So I think that's
but the residency
going to be larger. I think it's going to be larger than just Vegas. I think it's going to be Shahzad Hall. Okay, I'm going to have to tell you about that too later. You're gonna pass out. That's a funny story.
Marla's also going to
be in trouble. Yeah,
the residency are going to be. How are we alive to see Usher do a residency in Vegas? Last time I went to Vegas, the person that was doing the residency was Tom Jones, which I fully regret not seeing Tom Jones.
Yeah. But they've all done it. It was kind of just a Vegas thing, and it was kind of not as expensive as it was. Because, again, Celine Dion did one for years.
I agree that's an experience,
It's an experience. But also, like, but they're also very expensive.
Damn it.
They're being resold. They're being resold for crazy amounts of... they're crazy. I'll tell her the story later. They're being resold for like crazy amounts of money because of resellers. It's insane. I think my dad saw one of the Rat Pack, I think, in Detroit somewhere. I think
you did.
I think my dad did see what was
my mom saw Sinatra. No, Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. No, my dad saw
I would have loved to see Tom Jones. I regret that. That's a concert regret for me because that he could put on a show.
Tell the story. Okay, so people who have like foreign parents, this is like a funny story. I'll say it really, really quick. We're Chaldean and in Michigan, there was this like venue that people would host their weddings and stuff at. And all my life, my parents have been telling me about like this place. It's called Shahzad Hall this. This was a wedding, you were a flower girl, et cetera, et cetera. So one time, Marla and my sister and Ticey are over at my parents' house. We're all hanging out in the garage. We're drinking tea. We're eating sunflower seeds. And I'm like, can you explain to me? Shata is a Chaldean word. I'm like, that means like weak. Shata is a weak in Chaldean. That's like what the word for weak is. I'm like, why was it called like we call? And he's like, no, it's French. And we're sitting there. And I was like chateau? Everybody was saying, Shata for Chateau Hall, and we just like lost it. So it's just like a running joke now because I don't even know if it's that funny, but like it's just funny to us. So that's why Marla mentioned it, and he was so upset that we called him out on his mispronunciation of like a French word. but it happens all the time. Like, you know how, like, Cubans do, like, whatever? They just kind of, they make everything kind of, like, in their own. It's hilarious.
Cubans are the worst.
Like, we, every ethnicity does it, but it's fun. It's funny. But we, for the longest time, I'm like, what place was called Chateau Hall? This is insane. Exactly. Like, Rima gets it. Rima's Lebanese. Like, she gets it. Like, I'm just like, what? Chateau Hall. Like, girl, are you serious? All my life, it's been Chateau. Now it's like, Bubli?
Bubli, yeah. Is that a public?
I love it. Bubli. We used to say...
I didn't know biste was beefsteak.
Really? We just put a B in front of the P's, like Pepsi. Like Pepsi. Or we add like an extra like thing. But it's cute. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, so he loves when we make fun of him. He hates it, but he loves it. So we threw him a surprise 70th birthday party. And at the end, we were trying to like run the idea of like having a fake like Chateau Hall so we can take photos in front of it.
Yeah.
For my dad, but we didn't do it. He would have loved that. I know that would have been cute. Maybe when he turns 75, we'll do that for him. We'll just make like a fake Chateau Hall, like a Chateau Hall.
Yeah.
And we can just take photos in front of it. But yeah, no, I think that that's what music is. I'm glad that I have you to talk to about it.
I love that we're doing this.
Yeah,
this is just
too.
It is a passion project. We don't monetize because we really don't have that kind of following anyway. And it's just something fun. It's not really a job, so
it's just something. We should sign off. Go yell at him. But yeah, no, it is fun. I enjoy it with you. It's not something that we care what happens to it. We're just doing it because we like it, and it's kind of like a journal.
It is.
It's
a music diary. It's a music diary.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's it.
I mean, we're near 50 episodes, Dina.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? We've kind of been doing it for a few years now.
Yeah, we're kind of, we're halfway. We're a little bit, like, we're halfway to 60, but it's been 2 years?
I think three. When did we start?
Two.
I forgot. It's 2 years.
2 years, I think, because we had the...
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I'm happy. But yeah, this was great. This was
fun. Oh, I love my work.
I literally had, like, no time. I'm going to sleep so good tonight.
You're awesome. Great. Oh, thanks, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. Everybody's super nice. Hey, we get really, really nice compliments. And I always
have no trolls, and we really appreciate it because the internet kind of scares us to death.
We're too old. We're too old for mean people.
Yeah.
We'll just cry. We'll just cry and shut it down.
This is so much fun, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode of Headphones On. And if you have any requests as to what it should be, let us know. We're always here.
Yeah,
literally.
We will be saving this live in case anybody missed it. So,
I'll send you guys.
Thank you.
Playlist, Rima. Bye, guys. Have a good night. Happy Galentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's Day
to all you lovers out there.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.